Interviewing Jean Luxford, a resident of Greensboro for many years, and we'll take it from here.
Okay.
Well, what I will do is I'll just start and then we'll go. Jean, you must have obviously come to Greensboro as a child, and I'm just wondering why your parents, or, you know, what was the reason for the family moving to Greensboro?
Yes. Well, my father and Cecil Jessop were together in France and England in the First World War.
Right.
And although when my father met my mother actually through Mr. Jessop, and that my father and mother were married in 1919 in England. And they sailed in December 1919 and arrived in February 1920 in Victoria. They lived at Abbotsford at first, which had been my grandfather's home. His wife was ill and in care, and my grandfather moved into the top of his factory, which was a mattress factory in Fitzroy. My father could make mattresses, and at first, although he was an A-grade electrician, he went to work for his father in Fitzroy. And then Mr. Jessop, who'd been his friend, was in Greensboro, and he suggested that as the electricity had gone through, I think about 2 years earlier, that Dad should come here, and because of his electrical knowledge.
Yes.
And so that's what brought him.
1926.
1926.
just a tad out. Yeah,
yes,
so 1926
July.
Okay, so that would confirm, because that's right, the electricity came through in, what, 1923, I think.
Yeah,
it was,
or
was
it all four? Yes.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
amazing.
So, that's
so, right. Okay. Well, and of course, you wouldn't have been very old then.
No, I'm 86 now,
yeah,
so
right.
I was about 2 and a half. I think I would have turned 3 in the November, but we came in the July.
And whereabouts did you?
We lived in the main road.
Yeah.
It wasn't our house. Mr. Jessop said, "Look, I've got a house for you. It belongs to a lady," and it was a new house of 4 rooms when we moved into it, and it had a part at the back which had what I call a wash house, with a bath in it and a copper and troughs, and with a common wall. I think that was a really old bit of building, because the weatherboards on that were different from the weatherboards on the extension.
Mm-hmm.
So with the common wall to that wash house was a workshop for my father, and then there was a toilet on the end of that.
Mm. And whereabouts roughly in Greensboro would that have been?
About opposite the entrance to the complex.
Okay, right.
How far up from Roy is that?
From Roy's. Well, I was explaining. There was Mrs. Roy's large property, and then a vacant block, and then another block which was vacant. Vera Roy married Joe Poulter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they built a house on that block, and then there was another vacant block next to our place, and then our house. And then there was no other building until you came to Mr.
Jessop's corner.
On the corner.
Yeah.
I've got a photo of this.
Yeah,
so
very
I'll
good.
Show you up.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
Okay.
You said Starling's owned.
Mr. Starling owned the land that we occupied, that we didn't own, sloped down towards the swimming pool. All that main road sloped down to a sort of a gully.
Yep.
Of course, it wasn't a swimming pool then, but it was an extensive pond, a very large dam. And Mr. Starling had a shed there with some sort of I don't know if it was a pump, he had a pump. Mm. And I expect that he had planted the row of quince trees that went all the way along from the corner, from a Grimshaw Street corner, right down nearly to the station.
Because Gary mentioned the quince trees.
The quainers. Yeah.
And they used to throw them at each other.
Yeah, they used to come down from the school. People were poor in those days.
Mm. So they must have been there a long time.
And they were big, high trees. But I think, Mr. Starling was an old man. He lived in Flintoff Street. And he lived, you can imagine that part that the council owned now, where the pool is. He lived in the corner of it, but he owned all that land. And he played the organ at our church, and he was presented in the 1920s with a silver inkstand for 50 years of service. So you can imagine, he wasn't young then. I can remember when he died. His wife predeceased him. Her name was Jane. And he would have been related to the Fred Starlings, who were very active in the Methodist Church.
Mr. Starling, but didn't you say he owned the land where the Methodist Church is now as well?
And no.
Mrs. White. I read where Mrs. White sold them that land. You said he owned that land.
He only, as far as I know, he owned that part along Flintoff and part of Grimshaw Street. Mm-hmm. And of course, Grimshaw Street wasn't as it is today. It was on two levels.
I know, because I designed the road as it is today.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder.
Yeah, so I just remember, you know, when I first came in 1970.
I've got a photo of those trees.
Oh, good girl.
Fantastic. Mm. Growing up in Greensboro, of course, you would have gone to, I suppose, school was the first. There wouldn't have been, say, a kindergarten or that sort of thing.
No, but I didn't go to school in Greensboro.
Ah, you didn't?
No,
okay.
My mother wanted me to go. She, being English, rather looked down on the...
Bush town.
But she wanted her daughter being the first in the family. So I was sent off to Ivanhoe Grammar. And some big girls who also went to Ivanhoe Grammar, one from Plenty, called M. Hopkins, and I think some came from further along the line. They looked after me on the train, and I went there for about 2 years. And then, of course, the Depression came, and there was no work, but my mother still found a small, much smaller school at Heidelberg called Corrine Church of England Girls Grammar. So I went there, and Margaret went there for a time, to my younger sister, until grade six. Mm. Then I went to Eltham for 2 years.
And then you were student teacher, were you?
Oh, only for one term. Only one term in 1948.
That's what she taught me.
You wrote on a slate, because I had mislaid told
you. She didn't tell me what... I don't know anything about my childhood. But you confirmed him. I was a quiet little girl, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, she was.
I wouldn't say boo to a fly.
No.
Doesn't believe that.
Oh, I see.
I don't recall making any comment.
You don't have to, sir.
Okay. All right, so your friends, would they have been just people within Greensboro, or did you manage to, you know, say, have friends come from Ivanhoe or what have you?
No, we were rather isolated. Mm-hmm. My mother having come from England.
But he's English too.
Yes,
so
I know, but he's much when I say... My mother Dad was a... You notice we don't feature in anything much, because they were very private, quiet people. And we had... My father was the youngest child of two marriages. My grandfather's first wife died, and he had two sons, they were half-brothers to Dad by the first marriage, and then Dad was the... I think my father probably had rather a lonely childhood, so mm-hmm. both my parents were
reserved.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's how I describe it. So we didn't have a lot to do. We didn't have any cousins from England or any grandparents. Mm-hmm. My grandmother Luxford was ill and in care, and I rarely saw my grandfather. And of course, transport was so different in those days.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And talking of transport, what were your sort of early memories? I suppose there'd still be plenty of horse and carts and buggies in those days.
Yes, Dad had a Harley Davidson motorbike with mm-hmm. a sidecar.
Oof, right. my style, yeah.
Mm. Yes, but that was for his work, I think. Yes, there were a lot of people had, and a lot of people, or some people, had cows, and they kept them, if they had a double paddock, they kept them in
a double block,
kept one cow.
And this would be in Main Street?
Pardon?
In Main Street, or on Grimshaw Street?
Let me see who had a cow. Well, Ethel Whittingham kept a horse, I told you, Faye, in a paddock between our house and Jessup's office. Who else had a cow? I know Mr. Neen in Vermont Parade had a cow. The Johnsons, who occupied the Poulter House, which was one paddock away from ours.
Yes,
the Poulters had left, I don't know where they
were. Oh, so someone went in after Poulter.
Yes, and he was a fireman, only a volunteer fireman, Mr. Johnson. And they had a cow. Must have been behind, because these blocks in the main road went right down to where those quince trees were. Yeah. So they were very long blocks. And I know they had a cow because they once asked Dad to milk it when they were away.
I know, you know, the hospital, no doubt that the...
they had a cow.
Yes, they would, in that area up there, they probably, because... First of all, Louis Amiot had that land up where the hospital was.
And then Lachlan's
and then,
had
the, yes.
Yes, well, Lachlan's had a pony, because I used to go around there and play with Jeff. He was a little bit younger than I am. And they had chooks. They had 6 acres. And they had a pony in the back paddock. And I'm pretty sure they had a cow. They employed a man called Bill Lane who married Olive Roberts. I think he used to milk.
So Olive Lane was his daughter?
No, Bill Lane married Olive Roberts.
That's right, she was Olive Roberts. Yes.
And he was a Scot, I think, he had an accent.
Was Cam Duncan around in your time? Cam's father was a doctor. They actually lived, I thought, in Louis Amiot's house at one stage or another, but Dr. Duncan died in, when Cam Duncan was 14, I think, 11 or 14, I can't remember, but I've got letters from Cam, but he died in 2004, but I've got some, and of course, because he became a doctor himself, he knew what some of the diseases were that the children had at Greensboro Primary School, and of course at the time all the kids knew this kid that had a growth or something on him, and of course he went to Tasmania, Cam Duncan, and became quite an eminent person as a doctor or a specialist in certain things, so he knew what the various diseases were, so he wrote to me and told me, you know, the children were in his class and that sort of thing.
Did he go to the Greensboro
State? Yes, yes.
Yes, well, I don't really know. I only remember the Lachlans being there in my childhood. But the first doctor I remember in Greensboro was Dr. Sinclair. And he had... he was on the corner of Alexandra and Grimshaw Street. Now, he may not have been on the very corner. That might have been just a little bit up. But I know my brother had scarlet fever when he started the state. Keith went to the state school and Margaret went to the state school for part of her life, but I didn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
But when Keith was about five, he caught scarlet fever. Mm-hmm. That was one of the diseases that mm-hmm. children got.
Yes.
And then Mum, I remember, pushed him round in a sort of a pusher mm-hmm. round to see Dr. Sinclair, and he diagnosed mm-hmm. the trouble. And Keith had to go away for 4 months
mm-hmm.
to the Fairfield.
And isolation.
I think he caught diphtheria while mm-hmm. he was there. We never saw him for four mm-hmm. months at mm-hmm. all. We weren't allowed to mm-hmm. visit. But,
yeah.
So that was Dr. Sinclair. Now, Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Cordner were friends. Dr. Cordner, at that stage, Dr. Edward Cordner, the father of Dr. Ted,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
he was in practice at Diamond Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1933, I think Dr. Sinclair went to Diamond Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Cordner built that big home.
Yes.
Now, regarding the home, Mrs. Cordner, his wife, came from a place in the Cotswold called mm. Bishop's Cleeve.
All right. Mm.
And I've been there because mm. my aunt lived at Southam, which is just next to
mm.
it. And the houses in Bishop's Cleeve were very much in that style.
Yeah.
And so I
yeah.
think she would have had a big say in the design.
Yes, I believe that's coming up for sale.
Oh, so, I wondered yeah. whatever they do with it.
Mm, yes. Somebody suggested that the Greensboro Historical Society buy it, and I said, we've got nothing at the moment.
It wouldn't be wonderful.
Oh, yes, but totally out of the question.
I was thinking, it would be all right for a wedding reception, because,
that's
yes,
scary.
And people nowadays sometimes are not married in churches,
yes.
mm. and I've actually been to...
Married in your registry office,
yes,
just besides the
but, I've been to a wedding reception there,
mm.
yes, but it was out in the garden, it must have been mm. the summertime, and it was the wedding of one of our vicar's daughters, and she herself was a doctor, she was marrying a doctor, her mother had been a doctor,
mm.
and the Cordners and the Youngs were quite friendly,
mm.
and so Cordners must have, the marriage was mm. in our church, and then they must have said,
mm.
you can have the reception in Ashmead.
Yes, well, it's nice, and handy.
Did the old doctor then move up the hill? He built the other house.
Oh, yes, after, when he retired from practice, he must have opened,
next door.
Yes, up the hill. But I was telling Faye, Mr. Cox owned all that land.
Oh,
the house at the very top of Eldale Avenue, in the left-hand corner, a red brick house, belonged to Mr. Cox and his wife and one daughter called Queenie.
No.
And I think they were from New Zealand. And he owned all that land right down mm. to Grimshaw Street.
Right.
He had an orchard, a part orchard mm. on it, this lot of apple trees.
Unreal.
Yes, and then I suppose Dr. Cordner bought that piece of land from him.
Mm.
And on Mr. Grass, where the eye doctor is, Dr. Gillian Whitney, she's in a rough cast sort of a house.
Elder,
yes.
She, that house, I think, was built by Mr. Grass. And it's got a bit of stained glass in it. It's, I don't know the style.
Mm.
But I think it might have been there before Cordner's.
Mm.
So Mr.
So that would have been, what, in the 40, early 40s or late 30s?
No, Cordner's house was built in 1933, because
mm-hmm.
I know Dad wired it initially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the second house was
mm,
built.
Yeah.
And then I think it's a chiropractor now. And then the Grass house might have been built before that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little building, I was telling you, Faye, somewhere in amongst all that land that a man called Joe Skidmore lived in, and then Mrs. Angus's brother, William Shields, he was a Salvation Army man.
That was Stan Angus who married Jesse Parding in
Oh, yes.
He lived in there.
Yes.
In this, I never saw it, but there was something in there, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. It was almost a shack, you see.
Now, if I'm saying the wrong things, just
my goodness.
Keep going, dearie. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yep. No, well, I sort of, what I thought we'd do is just have a look at some pictures. If the battery's survived.
Oh. Do you want to look at mine sometime?
Oh, yeah, let's do that now.
We can see yours. Oh, that's somebody up there.
Could be.
Let's see, where's my keys now? That's
he's gone to the front, is he?
Yeah. No, you want me to yell out and go around the back?
Yeah. Bane of my life.
Yeah. Well, I'll go around to him, Jen.
Yeah. Look, here they are. I can let you
see. All right.
Well, they should know each other because they lived opposite.
Isn't she lovely and precise?
Oh, incredible.
Let's just say, it's a joy to talk to her.
I can pause that, but I'm just not quite sure how to do it. Thank you. Okay. Like when you look at that old hotel, the veranda a bit further down looks a bit like
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, to my recollection, there wasn't anything else in Church Street except something low down. That was where Teddy McDowell lived.
The only trouble is that the windows are different.
Oh.
I've had a bit of a look. But
we're talking about the corner of Church and Grimshaw, aren't we?
Mm. Yes.
In my memory, the only thing there was the church and Van Ness Motors. So Van Ness Motors must have come after this.
Well, Mr. Lyons built a garage on that corner. Yes.
Well, Mr. Griffiths, when I was young.
Walter Griffiths, father.
Mm. Yes. And that was where the hotel had been before it burned down.
On that corner.
It was destroyed by fire in the 30s, we noticed anyway, wasn't it?
I can remember when it was.
No, I've got a date actually, I think it was 1927.
I was very young when it was destroyed.
And in fact, I've got a map and it says hotel, then it's got burnt down.
But it wasn't a hotel then, it was tea rooms. Because
became tea rooms after
papers, it mentions Miss Milne. When I was a child, I thought it was the Mrs. Milne, not Mrs., but M-I-S-S-E-S, two women, and they ran it as tea rooms.
Now, was that on the corner where the garage was, or where the church hall was?
No, where the garage was.
Where the garage was, okay.
Excuse me, I'll just have to answer them and I'll tell you I can't talk now. I'm too busy.